Gita Madhurya, Chapter 10. Lord Krishna was explaining knowledge with realization in the 7th chapter. But Arjun put some questions in between. So the Lord answered his questions and then again started the same previous topic in the 9th chapter and concluded the chapter by dependence on the Lord. But he was not satisfied with what he had already said to Arjun. As a devotee wants to know his glories in detail, he also wanted to say something confidential to his loving devotee Arjun. So, by his grace, he starts the topic in the 10th chapter. Sri Bhagwan said, Arjun, listen to my supreme word, which I shall speak to you with a desire for your welfare, because you love me very much. Arjun said, O Lord, what is your supreme word? Lord Krishna said, The world has been created by me. Neither gods nor great sages know the secret, for I am the prime cause in all respects of gods as well as the sages. Arjun said, When even gods and great sages do not know you, the prime cause of the whole creation, how will an ordinary aspirant know you and attain you? Lord Krishna said, He who knows or assumes firmly me in reality as unborn and beginningless and as the supreme lord of the universe is a man of knowledge and he is purged of all sins. Arjun said, How should I understand your supreme word, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, Discrimination, wisdom, non-delusion, forgiveness, truth, control over senses and mind, joy and sorrow, birth and death, fear and fearlessness, non-violence, equanimity, contentment, austerity, charity, fame and ill-fame, these diverse feelings of creatures emanate from me. Not only these feelings, but the 7 great seers and more ancient 4 Sanaks and 14 Manus, or progenitors of mankind, who are all devoted to me, are born of my will, that is, I am their originator and teacher. Arjun said, What do you mean when you say that discrimination, wisdom and sages etc. emanate from you? Lord Krishna said, He who assumes this supreme glory and supernatural power of mine firmly with faith gets established in me through unfaltering devotion. There is no doubt in it. Arjun said, What is this firm assumption? Lord Krishna said, I am the origin of all creation. Everything in the world moves because of me. Assuming this firmly, the wise, full of devotion and faith, worship me. Arjun said, What is the method of their worship, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, With their mind fixed on me, with their lives surrendered to me, enlightening one another about my greatness and speaking of me, they ever remain contented and have devotion for me. Arjun said, How do you respond to their devotional activities? Lord Krishna said, To those who are ever devout and worship me with love, I confer that yoga of wisdom or equanimity by which they attain me. Arjun said, Do you also confer anything else on them? Lord Krishna said, Yes, in order to shower my grace on them, I, dwelling in their hearts, dispel the darkness born of ignorance by the luminous lamp of wisdom. Arjun said, O Lord, after hearing your superhuman and unparalleled grace for devotees, I am very much delighted. You are the supreme eternal, the supreme abode, the supreme purifier, the eternal divine person, the prime deity, the unborn and the omnipresent. All the seers, the celestial sage Narad, the sages Asit, Deval and Vyasa have thus acclaimed you, and you yourself also proclaim this to me. Lord Krishna said, O Arjun, do you believe as true all that I tell you? Arjun said, Yes, Keshav, I hold as true all that you say to me. O Lord, neither gods with their divine power nor demons with their conjuring power know your manifestation. Lord Krishna said, Then who knows my manifestation? Arjun said, O creator of beings, O ruler of creatures, O God of gods, O Lord of the universe, O Supreme Person, you alone know yourself. Therefore, you alone can describe in full your divine glories by which you stand pervading the entire world. Lord Krishna said, Why do you want me to describe my divine glories? Arjun said, O Master of Yoga, how may I know you by constant meditation? And O Lord, in what various aspects are you to be thought of by me? Therefore, O Lord Krishna, tell me once more in details your power of yoga and your glory, for I am not satiated with hearing your nectarian words. Sri Bhagwan said, Very well, I shall tell you my divine glories in brief, for O noble Arjun, there is no end to the details of my glories. Arjun said, Which are your divine glories, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, I am the self-seated in the hearts of all beings. I am the beginning, the middle, and also the end of all beings. I am Vishnu or Vaman among the 12 sons of Aditi and the bright-rayed sun among the luminaries. I am Marichi, glory among the Maruts, and the moon among stars. Among the Vedas, I am the Samved. Among the gods, I am Indra. Among the senses, I am the mind, and I am consciousness among living beings. Among the 11 Rudras or gods of destruction, I am Shankar. Among the Yakshas or genies and Rakshasas or demons, I am Kubera or the god of riches. Among the 8 Vasus, I am Pavak or the god of fire. And among mountains, I am Meru. Among priests, know me to be their chief, Brihaspati. Among generals, I am Skand, and of seats of water, I am the ocean. Among the great seers, I am Bhrigu. Among the words, I am monosyllable, Om. Among yajnas or sacrifices, I am Japyajna or chanting the name of the Lord. And among the immovable, I am the Himalaya. Among all trees, I am Ashwat, the holy people tree. Among the celestial sages, Narad. Among the Gandharvas, I am Chitrarath. Among the Siddhas or the perfected souls, the sage Kapil. Among horses, know me to be Uccheshrava, begotten of the churning of the ocean along with nectar. Among lordly elephants, Airavat or Indra's elephant. And among men, the king. Arjun said, What are your other divine glories, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, Among weapons, I am the thunderbolt. Among cows, I am the celestial cow Kamdhenu. I am Kandarp or Kamdev among progenitors. And among serpents, I am Vasuki. Among Nagas, a special class of serpents, I am Anant. Among water deities, I am Varuna. Among the manes, I am Aryama, and among rulers, I am Yama or the god of death. Among the demons, I am Prahlad. Among reckoners, I am Time. Among beasts, I am the lion, and among birds, Garud or the vehicle of Vishnu. Among purifiers, I am the wind. Among wielders of weapons, I am Ram. Among fishes, I am the crocodile, and among rivers, I am the Ganges. Arjun said, O Lord, does your glory also reveal itself elsewhere? Lord Krishna said, Yes, O Arjun, I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all creations. Of sciences, I am the science of the soul or metaphysics. Of those who debate, I am the right type of reasoning. Of letters, I am a, the first letter of the alphabet. Of word compounds and grammar, I am the dual or dvandva. I am verily the endless time or the devourer of time. I am the sustainer of all, having my face on all sides. Arjun said, O Lord, will you also tell your other manifestations? Lord Krishna said, I am the all-devouring death and also the source of future beings. Of women, I am goddesses presiding over fame, prosperity, speech, memory, intelligence, constancy and forgiveness. Of the Sama hymns, I am Brihatsam. Of Vedic verses, I am Gayatri. Of the 12 months of the Hindu calendar, I am Margashirsha. Among seasons, the flowery spring. I am gambling of the fraudulent, glory of the glorious, victory of the victorious, resolution of the resolute, and goodness of the good. Arjun said, O Lord, what are your other manifestations? Lord Krishna said, Among the members of the Vrishni class, I am Vasudeva or Krishna. Among the Pandavas, Dhananjay or you. Among the sages, Vyasa. Among the wise, I am sage Shukra. I am the ruling power in rulers, righteousness in those who aspire for victory. Of secrets, I am the custodian in the shape of silence, and I am the wisdom of the wise. Not only this, I am the seed of all beings, for there is no creature, animate or inanimate, which exists without me. That is, I exist in all of them. Arjun said, O Lord, have you exhausted the account of your divine glories? Lord Krishna said, No, O scorcher of foes, there is no end of my divine glories. There is only a brief description of the extent of my glories because I cannot describe them fully. Arjun said, O Lord, how should I know your manifestations? Lord Krishna said, Every such creature as is glorious, brilliant or powerful, know that to be a manifestation of a spark of my splendor. O brother Arjun, what will you gain by knowing all this in detail? It is sufficient to say that I, in spite of supporting the entire universe with a single fragment of myself, am sitting with a whip and a bridle in my hands before you to obey you. End of chapter 10.